Numbers 28:16 through 29:40. The Lord's Passover shall be on the 14th day of the first month. On the 15th day of this month there shall be a feast. Unleavened bread shall be eaten for 7 days. On the first day there shall be a holy assembly. You shall do no laborious work. But you shall present an offering by fire, a burnt offering to the Lord, 2 bulls and 1 ram, and 7 male lambs 1 year old that you have without defect. For their grain offering you shall offer fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for a bull, and 2/10 for the ram. 1/10 of an ephah you shall offer for each of the 7 lambs, and 1 male goat as a sin offering to make atonement for you. You shall present these besides the burnt offering of the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. In this way you shall present daily, for 7 days, the food of the offering by fire, of a soothing aroma to the Lord. It shall be presented with its drink offering, in addition to the continual burnt offering. On the 7th day you shall have a holy assembly. You shall do no laborious work. Also, on the day of first fruits, when you present a new grain offering to the Lord in your feast of weeks, you shall have a holy assembly. You shall do no laborious work. But you shall offer a burnt offering as a soothing aroma to the Lord, 2 bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs 1 year old, and as their grain offering, fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each bull, 2/10 for 1 ram, and 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs. Also, 1 male goat to make atonement for you. Besides the continual burnt offering and its grain offering, you shall present them with their drink offerings. They shall be without defect. Now, in the 7th month, on the 1st day of the month, you shall have a holy assembly. You shall do no laborious work. It will be to you a day for blowing trumpets, and you shall offer a burnt offering as a soothing aroma to the Lord, 1 bull, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs 1 year old without defect, also their grain offering, fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 for the ram, and 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs, and 1 male goat as a sin offering, to make atonement for you, besides the burnt offering of the new moon, and its grain offering, and the continual burnt offering, and its grain offering, and their drink offerings, according to their ordinance, for a soothing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord. Then, on the 10th day of this 7th month, you shall have a holy assembly, and you shall humble yourselves. You shall not do any work. You shall present a burnt offering to the Lord as a soothing aroma, 1 bull, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs 1 year old, that you have without defect, and their grain offering, fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 for the 1 ram, and 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs. 1 male goat as a sin offering, besides the sin offering of atonement and the continual burnt offering, and its grain offering, and their drink offerings. Then, on the 15th day of the 7th month, you shall have a holy assembly. You shall do no laborious work, and you shall celebrate with a feast to the Lord for 7 days. You shall present a burnt offering, an offering by fire, as a soothing aroma to the Lord, 13 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs 1 year old, which are without defect, and their grain offering, fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each of the 13 bulls, 2/10 for each of the 2 rams, and 1/10 for each of the 14 lambs, and 1 male goat as a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. Then, on the 2nd day, 12 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs, 1 year old without defect, and their grain offering, and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number according to the ordinance, and 1 male goat as a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and its grain offering, and their drink offerings. Then, on the 3rd day, 11 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs, 1 year old without defect, and their grain offering, and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number according to the ordinance, and 1 male goat as a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and its grain offering, and its drink offering. Then, on the 4th day, 10 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs, 1 year old without defect, their grain offering, and their drink offerings, for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number, according to the ordinance, and 1 male goat as a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and its grain offering, and its drink offering. Then, on the 5th day, 9 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs, 1 year old without defect, and their grain offering, and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number, according to the ordinance, 1 male goat as a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and its grain offering, and its drink offering. Then, on the 6th day, 8 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs, 1 year old without defect, and their grain offering, and their drink offerings, for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number, according to the ordinance, and 1 male goat as a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. Then, on the 7th day, 7 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs, 1 year old without defect, and their grain offering, and their drink offerings, for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number, according to the ordinance, and 1 male goat as a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the 8th day, you shall have a sacred assembly. You shall do no laborious work, but you shall present a burnt offering, an offering by fire, as a soothing aroma to the Lord. 1 bull, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs, 1 year old without defect, their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bull, for the ram, and for the lambs, by their number, according to the ordinance, and 1 male goat as a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering and its grain offering and its drink offering. You shall present these to the Lord at your appointed times, besides your vowed offerings and your voluntary offerings, for your burnt offerings, your grain offerings, your drink offerings, and for your peace offerings. And Moses spoke to the sons of Israel, in accordance with everything that the Lord had commanded Moses. John 8. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came into the temple area, and all the people were coming to him, and he sat down and began teaching them. Now the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in the act of adultery, and after placing her in the center of the courtyard, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What then do you say?" Now they were saying this to test him, so that they might have grounds for accusing him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground. When they persisted in asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Who is without sin among you? Let him be the first to throw a stone at her." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Now, when they heard this, they began leaving, one by one, beginning with the older ones, and he was left alone, and the woman where she was, in the center of the courtyard. And straightening up, Jesus said to her, "Woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "I do not condemn you either. Go, from now on, and do not sin any longer." Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. The one who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life." So the Pharisees said to him, "You are testifying about yourself. Your testimony is not true." Jesus answered and said to them, "Even if I am testifying about myself, my testimony is true, because I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I am not judging anyone. But even if I do judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone in it, but I and the Father who sent me. Even in your law it has been written that the testimony of two people is true. I am he who testifies about myself, and the Father who sent me testifies about me." So they were saying to him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." These words he spoke in the treasury, as he taught in the temple area, and no one arrested him, because his hour had not yet come. Then he said again to them, "I am going away, and you will look for me, and will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews were saying, "Surely he will not kill himself, will he? Since he says, 'Where I am going, you cannot come.'" And he was saying to them, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore, I say to you that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am, you will die for your sins." Then they were saying to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "What have I even been saying to you from the beginning? I have many things to say and to judge regarding you, but he who sent me is true, and the things which I heard from him, these I say to the world." They did not realize that he was speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am, and I do nothing on my own. But I say these things as the Father instructed me, and he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him." As he said these things, many came to believe him. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants, and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. Now the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. So if the son sets you free, you really will be free. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, yet you are seeking to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak of the things which I have seen with my Father. Therefore, you also do the things which you heard from your father." They answered and said to him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you are Abraham's children, do the deeds of Abraham. But as it is, you are seeking to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. This Abraham did not do. You are doing the deeds of your father." They said to him, "We were not born as a result of sexual immorality. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, For I came forth from God, and am here. For I have not even come on my own, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I am saying? It is because you cannot listen to my word. You are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Whenever he tells a lie, he speaks from his own nature, because he is a liar, and the father of lies. Because I say the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I speak truth, why do you not believe me? The one who is of God hears the word of God. For this reason you do not hear them, because you are not of God. The Jews answered and said to him, Do we not rightly say you are a Samaritan, and you have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon. On the contrary, I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. But I am not seeking my glory. There is one who seeks it, and judges. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone follows my word, he will never see death. The Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and the prophets as well, and yet you say, If anyone follows my word, he will never taste of death. You are not greater than our father Abraham, who died, are you? The prophets died too. Whom do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, He is our God. And you have not come to know him, but I know him. And if I say that I do not know him, I will be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I follow his word. Your father Abraham was overjoyed that he would see my day, and he saw it and rejoiced. So the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am. Therefore, they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and left the temple grounds. Second Corinthians 8. Now, brothers and sisters, we make known to you the grace of God which has been given in the churches of Macedonia, that in a great ordeal of affliction, their abundance of joy and their deep poverty overflowed in the wealth of their liberality. For I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave voluntarily, begging us with much urging for the favor of participation in the support of the saints. And this, not as we had expected, but they first gave themselves to the Lord, and to us by the will of God. So we urged Titus that as he had previously made a beginning, so he would also complete in you this gracious work as well. But just as you excel in everything, in faith, speaking, knowledge, and in earnestness, and in the love we inspired in you, see that you also excel in this gracious work. I am not saying this as a command, but as proving, through the earnestness of others, the sincerity of your love as well. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. I give my opinion in this matter, for this is to your advantage, who were the first to begin a year ago not only to do this, but also to desire to do it. But now finish doing it also, so that just as there was the willingness to desire it, so there may be also the completion of it by your ability. For if the willingness is present, it is acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have. For this is not for the relief of others, and for your hardship, but by way of equality. At this present time, your abundance will serve as assistance for their need, so that their abundance also may serve as assistance for your need, so that there may be equality. As it is written, the one who had gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. But thanks be to God, who puts the same earnestness in your behalf in the heart of Titus. For he not only accepted our appeal, but being himself very earnest, he has gone to you of his own accord. We have sent along with him the brother whose fame in the things of the gospel has spread throughout all the churches. And not only that, but he has also been appointed by the churches to travel with us in this gracious work, which is being administered by us for the glory of the Lord himself, and to show our readiness, taking precaution so that no one will discredit us in our administration of this generous gift. For we have regard for what is honorable, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of other people. We have sent with them our brother, whom we have often tested and found diligent in many things, but now even more diligent because of his great confidence in you. As for Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker among you. As for our brothers, they are messengers of the churches, a glory to Christ. Therefore, openly before the churches, show them proof of your love and our reason for boasting about you. Proverbs 27, 12 through 22. A prudent person sees evil and hides himself, but the naive proceed and pay the penalty. Take his garment when he becomes a guarantor for a stranger, and for a foreign woman sees a pledge for him. One who blesses his friend with a loud voice early in the morning, it will be considered a curse to him. A constant dripping on a day of steady rain and a contentious woman are alike. He who would restrain her restrains the wind and grasps oil with his right hand. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. One who tends the fig tree will eat its fruit, and one who cares for his master will be honored. As in water, a face reflects the face, so the heart of a person reflects the person. Sheol and Abaddon are never satisfied, nor are the eyes of a person ever satisfied. The crucible is for silver, and the furnace for gold, and each is tested by the praise accorded him. Though you pound the fool in a mortar with a pestle along with crushed grain, his foolishness still will not leave him. Psalm 62. My soul waits in silence for God alone. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I will not be greatly shaken. How long will you attack a man, that you may murder him, all of you? Like a leaning wall, like a tottering fence, they have planned only to thrust him down from his high position. They delight in falsehood. They bless with their mouth, but inwardly they curse. My soul, wait in silence for God alone, for my hope is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my refuge. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my glory rest on God. The rock of my strength, my refuge, is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us. People of low standing are only breath, and people of rank are a lie. In the balances, they go up. Together, they are lighter than breath. Do not trust in oppression, and do not vainly rely on robbery. If wealth increases, do not set your heart on it. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God, and faithfulness is yours, Lord, for you reward a person according to his work.